From the Donnelly Studios in Hollywood, it's music scored and conducted by Frank Duvall for the orchestra, the Les Paul Trio, and tonight's guest swing stars, Dale Jones and Eddie South. This is Music Depreciation.
Good evening. This is Music Depreciation. Once again, it is with a pleasure that cavorts about the more accessible edges of hysteria that we welcome you to the music of the masters. Tonight, Dr. Frankenstein Duvall welcomes to the concert such maestri as the Professor Lesky Paul, guitarist con allegro, Maestro Eddie O. South, violinist con voot, and Dr. Dale Schneider Jones, basso con loco. The opening work brings us the Blue Danube in a special Duvall reading. Following a first performance of this arrangement, the title was altered to read The Black and Blue Danube. The final movement is on a very striking theme. It pictures a devoted marriage going on the rocks in early November and called Sample Ballad. The maestro has entered. The audience has seated itself firmly on its hands. And here is a reading of The Blue Danube. Regarding the first appearance tonight of the gifted Professor Lesky Paul, I wish to quote briefly from the writings of Dr. Hyden C. Feinschnabel, noted critic, composer, and consultant on opera to the Left-Handed Fife Players Guild of the Incinerator Repairmen's Union. I quote, Professor Paul's first ambition was to become a great master of the violin. The night of his debut was a brilliant one. Following the performance, the young protege's father took the violin reverently in hand and gave it his blessing. Close quote. We hear in a moment the aria Coquette, which is written in one movement marked Collapsible Oriental, or Maestoso Arioso Sale. Here is Professor Lesky Paul. The first of our guest artists tonight, Dr. Dale Schneider Jones, was born in an unusual, almost miraculous little village called Retread on the A Card. Among the several talents of Dr. Jones is that of composition. Among his works is the charming serenade Romanza to a Daily Minimum Vitamin Requirement. It is a suggestive work of strong import.
Yeah, and after the critics heard it, they told me I was ready for the export business.
It is agreed that Dr. Dale Schneider Jones' appearance on the scene gave music a much-needed push.
Too bad we were standing at the edge of a cliff at the time.
The work the doctor presents first tonight is the tone poem, I'm Gonna Quit Saturday, originally written for cello.
In six delicious phrases.
The anesthetic has been distributed among the audience, and the doctor operates.
I was broke and in the soap. I heard it told by word of mouth that I ought to come up to New York town, 'cause there was plenty of soft jobs hanging around. But so far, all the jobs I've had just seem to sort of kind of turn out bad. Now this job here, the boss say, man, you make good money here, understand? But when he say good money, I love it. Well, the money's good, but there just ain't enough of it. So I'm gonna quit on a Saturday. You can take that straight from me. Yeah, sir, I'm gonna quit on this coming Saturday. That's as sure can be. Somehow, I just can't get the knack of walking up and down these railroad tracks with sometimes 15 trunks hung on my back. So I'm going to quit on a Saturday. Now, they got the habit around here of late of ordering me out to help with the freight. Now, next Sunday, the circus is coming to town, and there's going to be an awful mess of freight hanging around. Now, they told me here way last Monday that I've got to help with the freight on next Sunday. Of course, when they make you work on the Sabbath day, they give you some sort of kind of little extra pay. But I see no use in me tempting fate, because there's going to be a bunch of lions with that freight. So I'm going to quit on Saturday. That's as sure can be. I'm going to quit on this here coming Saturday. And you can take that straight from me. Of course, that Sunday pay would be mighty sweet. But my better judgment tells me to be discreet, because I know them lions just love fresh meat. So I'm going to quit on a Saturday. I can't stand it no more.
Music Depreciation. During this heavenly, almost indescribable moment of beautiful peace and quiet, intermission, a brief word that concerns the career of our eminent conductor, Dr. Frankenstein Duval. His very entrance into the world was a sensational event. On viewing the young Frankenstein for the first time, the village composer immediately wrote a notable work titled The Simple Things. In a moment, he is to conduct the brilliant Habba Habba Habanera, All of Me. The music begins on a series of triplets, then develops into fourths, and finally sevenths. Somewhere, the theme develops a tipsy cadence. It managed to get hold of a fifth. As Maestro Duval enters, the audience leaps to its feet. A wide-awake usher has installed an electrical charge in the seats, and we hear All of Me. Thank you. The second appearance on tonight's concert of the renowned Professor Lesky Paul, noted master of the stringed lute and brilliant composer, brings with it a reading of the Rallentando Caprice, Paper Moon. Certain critics have compared the work to the compositions of Meyerbeer, while others appear to prefer a Milwaukee brand. Its opening statements present the barnyard motif. It begins on a stable theme and rapidly develops into a turkey. This music is reminiscent of several original compositions of Professor Paul, among them the Bourée Orientale, which the critics affectionately abbreviated to B.O. Following its debut performance, the audience rose, hoisted the composer to its shoulders, carried him through the main street and beyond the outskirts of town. Here is Paper Moon. In a moment, we will welcome to these halls a brilliant member of tonight's collection of notables, Maestro Eddie O. South, known as the Dark Angel of the Violin. He says, and I quote,
"Flap, flap,"
close quote. The maestro currently is making an extended appearance at the Streets of Paris, a local Philharmonic Symphony Society.
Man, if the cat could get a load of that.
It is only after strenuous persuasion that the maestro consented to appear tonight in a playing of I Can't Get Started.
And I can't till you take off these handcuffs.
Maestro South.
Thank you.
The climax of tonight's concert is an un-Mendelssohnian gavotte gutbucket entitled Sheik of Araby. First, under Maestro Duval, the orchestra states the theme, then hands it to Dr. Dale Schneider Jones, who dribbles rapidly to the center stripe, and hands the theme to Maestro Eddie O. South, who garners the winning 2 points with an overhand shot through the basket. In the final movement, the entire ensemble is retired on a personal foul. The high point of the composition is a spirited allegretto non troppo, like the Gaiters do. There is a murmur from the strings, known as the father of the orchestra. Then father and murmur depart hand in hand. The Sheik of Araby.
Brother, I is 40, fat, and believe me, I'm bald. At night, honey, when you is asleep, in two, you flat, I is gonna creep because I can't walk. The street lights up above and cast too much light. They cast a whole lot of light that ain't belonging up there, because I gotta get rid of it. You love, I know, doesn't belong to me, oh babe. I am the Sheik, or I was in 1923.
This has been Music Depreciation. Rumenyi Gaines speaking. Good night, music lovers. Each week at this time, from the Donnelly Studios in Hollywood to Mutual, it's Music Depreciation, arranged and conducted by Frank Duvall for the orchestra, the Les Paul Trio, and guest swing stars. Tonight, we welcome Dale Jones and Eddie South. Join us next week for Music Depreciation. Here's a word to Music Depreciation listeners in Los Angeles and vicinity and visitors. Tickets are available for the broadcast if you will write station KHJ Hollywood and request them. Attend Music Depreciation in person. Tony Lafrano speaking.
Mutual.